The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following is a Post Time with Mike and Mike production.
Stretch, McWicket is lonely on the lead. He's up by four on the outside. Don't Tell Me Again, cutting into the margin. But it's McWicket, 4 years later, back at the top of the sport.
Homicide Hunter sweeps past to the outside. Homicide Hunter trotting into the finish. It's Homicide Hunter who will hit the line. 148-4, the fastest trotter ever.
Dewey did done good down the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Walker Meister coming at him. Walker Meister on the outside getting the best of him. Walker Meister in front.
Giddy up. 3 wide, all bets off. They're at the top of the stretch. Rocket Ron turns first in the Battle of Lake Erie. On the outside, Bit of a Legend. Rocket Ron, Bit of a Legend on the outside. Bit of a Legend. This year's battle champion. 23-1. Homeward Bound in Gold Cup and Soccer. 59. Somewhere fancy. Rocket in Heaven. Rose Run Quest is there. Here is the French Connection. The Alerts have won it.
Giddy up. Fine. Twinkle takes aim in the passing lane. Now Caviar Alley in full gear outside. Shorten start to feel it. Caviar Alley all out. Shorten digging deep. Shorten's going to dig in here and get the win here. Shorten up on the front end. That none shall pass for Tim Dietrich.
Giddy up.
You're tuned in to the official podcast of the Sport of Harness Racing Post Time with Mike and Mike, with co-hosts Mike Carter.
Foiled again! Holds on to win! Foiled again, tough as nails!
And Mike Bozich.
The Iron Horse has cemented his legacy!
Giddy up!
Well, we hit the end of May, and you know what that means. It's Grand Circuit time. You've got Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by the United States Trotting Association and Bet America. Mike Carter alongside of Mike Bozich. Mike, what an action-packed weekend we have coming up. And our man Shades On Racing, it's just been released. He's coming to see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow or Sunday?
Sunday. Sorry. I forgot the big days are Sundays around here, not Fridays.
Well, you know, listen, we might have to get him up here to call a race. That's going to be some exciting man. I've always wanted to meet Shades. We had him on the show last week, and I'll tell you what, that was a really cool interview. If you guys get a chance, you may want to go back to the archive and check that out, because we got into some marketing aspects of the business. And, you know, listen, Shades is a young guy. He's very relatable, I think, you know, to people that may be outside the industry, kind of the generation that we want to get involved. And just a good interview. Check it out. A lot of good marketing stuff and a lot of good ideas thrown out.
Well, you know, listen, he's calling the Maxi Lee, from what I understand. So, you know, it's you're going to give him one of the big races. You're going to be nice and give him one of the big races. And I heard you're going to step aside and let me call a couple. So, what a gracious guy you are. You're such a nice guy. You know that?
Yep. You got the first one, the 10 claimer.
that's right. But we got some big races coming up. But Mike, coming up next week is the 2019 Camla Classic. And I tell you what, it kicks off our very extensive and very busy live remote schedule. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know where you're going to get the time to do all this stuff that you're going to be doing this summer. It's going to be a whirlwind trip for you. I mean, for me too, but, you know, more so for you because, you know, you're going to be on the road. I mean, you're going to be at all these locations. I'll be at most of them, some of them, but, you know, you'll pretty much be at all of them. And I'll tell you what, it is a fun time of year. I mean, you know, to see these horses finally come back, you know, you get the warm weather, you see the good horses. It's really a fun time to be a harness racing fan. And this is the fourth year that we've been doing this. So this will be our fourth year, Mike, of live remotes. And I just have to say, I have to give a big high five to all of the racetracks that we broadcast from. They've just been so gracious, so cool. You know, it's we want to thank them, and we want to thank all the sponsors that make it possible too, as well. I mean, it's a fun time, Mike, and I enjoy those broadcasts because, Mike, you know, we get different people to stop at the table. That's the fun part about it, Mike. Visiting with everybody, you know, everybody stops at the table, whether they're race fans, whether they're drivers, whether they're owners, racetrack personnel, what have you, and it's just a fun time.
Yeah, it is. We're going to be on from 8:30 to 11:30, 8:30 to 11:30. Some big news coming over the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. We're ready to ramp up our schedule over the next couple of weeks. But, Mike, you have a fantastic card coming up on Sunday, and we're actually going to get to talk to a couple of guys participating on that program as well.
Yeah, we're going to have Dexter Dunn for the first time. He will be on Post Time with Mike and Mike. We're going to have him here in just a moment, and he's going to talk about a couple of drives that he's got on Sunday here at Harrah's Philadelphia, along with a drive that he's got coming up in the Camlog Classic. But he is driving a horse that I like quite a bit, a horse by the name of Tiger Thompson, and trainer Josh Parker, you know, has had so much success over the past couple of seasons with horses coming from overseas. And this is just another one of those horses. Had a chance to see him race here a couple of weeks back in the Great Northeast Open, and he just looked outstanding. 150-3, Mike, under wraps. So he's got speed, he's got talent, and we're going to talk to Dexter Dunn about him. Plus, Dexter Dunn is also, Mike, in the Maxi Lee, going to pick up a drive on a horse that you're pretty familiar with, Mike, our good friend Pinkman, because Napolitano was scheduled to drive, and he's going to reunite and try to get that Breeders' Crown Magic going again with number 3 Homicide Hunter. But the Pinkman, a good story, Mike, is making his way back to the races, earner of $2.7 million, and you know what, he's looking to make a statement, and Dexter Dunn is going to be the one driving him, and I don't know how much Dexter knows about Pinkman, but that's why he's on the show, because that's why we're going to ask him.
Homicide Hunter wins in 47-2, okay?
No, how about 46-1?
46-1, that works. We're, you know, listen, and we're obviously we're kidding, and it's a wide open race, but I really like Homicide Hunter's chances. You know, I saw him at Lexington in that 148-4 mile, Mike, and it's just incredible how versatile Homicide Hunter is. He can race on the lead, he can come from behind. It's you know, it's really cool to watch him.
And if for those of you wondering why Yannick Shingra is not here to drive some of the Ron Burg horses, are not here to drive on this star-studded card coming up on Sunday, there's a very good reason for that, Mike, isn't there?
Yeah, he's headed to Sweden. Headed to Sweden. He's going to be Swedish for a couple of weeks in the World Driving Championship. He represents the United States of America. He is driving in races 1, 3, and 4 tomorrow in Sweden. So good luck to Yannick Shingra and those guys. It's been really cool to kind of watch his adventures over the last couple of weeks. I know he's got some friends over there as well.
Plus, our good friend Andy McCarthy is going to be joining us, as this show's got a little bit of an international flair. Mike, Andy will be joining us at about 10:50 or so. He's going to talk about his drives, including the horse in the Betsy Ross Caviar Alley. What a great story she is. And I'll tell you what, she is firing very well as a five-year-old, winning 2 of her first 3 starts and in this campaign. So we'll talk to Andy McCarthy about that, along with Rodeo Rock, who probably will be amongst the wagering favorites in the Commodore Barry Invitational Pace coming up here on Sunday. Plus, our good friend Sugar Doyle will be joining us. And how about this, Mike? Another first. Now, this is amazing that we haven't had this gentleman on the show before. We've been on the air for 4 years, and can you believe Jody Jameson is making his Post Time with Mike?
No way.
That's hard to believe.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that or not.
I don't know.
Well, we just had Dave Pallone on for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know. Yeah, but Jody's here. He is going to be joining us towards the top of the hour. Let's say we get this show rolling. You've got Post Time with Mike and Mike presented by BetAmerica and the USTA. Back in a moment.
At BetAmerica, we don't do promotions only for new players. As a regular player at BetAmerica.com, you can take advantage of several promotions each week. Go to BetAmerica.com/extra and visit our promotions calendar and find out how you can get double wager reward points on our featured tracks. It's just another reason why it's time to play the BetAmerica way.
Join us for the Diamond Creek Farm Open House coming up on Saturday, June 1st, starting at 11 a.m. Family-friendly activities include raffles, hayrides, free food and beverages. Kids, you'll have a chance to meet a foal, a mare, and a stallion. Plus, the day will include demonstrations such as a stallion collection and pregnancy checks. Plus, you can meet the fine folks from the Harness Horse Youth Foundation and Pacing for the Cure. The Diamond Creek Farm Open House, located in Wellsville, Pennsylvania. For more information, visit us online at DiamondCreekFarm.com. Like us on Facebook and Instagram, and follow us on Twitter. The Diamond Creek Farm Open House, Saturday, June 1st at 11 a.m. Be there.
It's been said that fortune favors the bold, and we're all in at Harrah's Hoosier Park Racing and Casino. Join us as we kick off the live racing season with an epic fan appreciation weekend, Friday, March 29th and Saturday, March 30th, for Champion Harness Racing, new bets, folder promotions, free family events, live entertainment, giveaways, and more starting at 6:30 p.m. Harrah's Hoosier Park Racing and Casino is bigger, better.
The Meadowlands racing season is just heating up with large fields, bigger purses, nightly promotions, and some of the greatest restaurants in New Jersey. There are plenty of places to catch all of the exciting action. First post on Friday and Saturday nights is 7:15. For more information and reservations, call 201 the Big M or visit playmeadowlands.com.
Mike Bozich along with Mike Carter for Pacing for the Cure. Do you or someone you love with multiple sclerosis have a difficult time paying for your MS medications or need medical equipment such as a lift chair or scooter to help with your mobility needs? Pacing for the Cure can help. Please visit the pacingforthecure.org website and complete the mobility aid application or contact Jeff at pacingforthecure.org. If eligible, you may receive funding. Mike?
Are you a harness racing trainer or driver? Please join the list of those who pledged in 2018 for the $1 per win challenge. The 2019 challenge has begun and wins tally from January 1st through November 30th. For the drivers and trainers that are currently participating in the challenge and donate $100, they will receive a Pacing for the Cure long sleeve t-shirt or baseball cap. For a $250 donation, the driver or trainer will receive two tickets to the annual party. If you are interested in joining the challenge, please email Jeff at pacingforthecure.org. Thank you, drivers and trainers.
We're back on this edition of Host Time with Mike and Mike, presented by the United States Trotting Association and Bet America. Mike Carter alongside of Mike Bozich. And Mike, you guys have a fantastic weekend of racing coming up. We're joined now by Dexter Dunn, who has a few drives on that program. Dexter, how are we doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, guys.
Dexter, first, let's talk about Dunwell before we dive into Sunday's card at Harrah's Philadelphia, fresh off a Confederation Cup victory. And boy, did he look dominant in that effort. It looks like he matured from 3 to 4 pretty well.
Yeah, I think so. Ronnie and his team were really happy with the way he trained down this year. And he had a couple nice qualifiers in Meadowlands and a good run there. And then obviously, both weeks there at Flamborough, he was, he was a pretty heavy horse, and he got around that half mile really good.
That's good to hear, Dexter. Mike Bozich here. Let's talk a little bit about, before we get into the accident at Harrah's Philadelphia, let's talk about adaptation. Let's talk about how well you've adapted here to the racing in the States and how much different it is, in your opinion, versus racing in your homeland.
Yeah, well, it's obviously the you know, different in the racing style. I think our racing style probably has got a little bit closer to over here over the past few years. But obviously there is still you know, you re-race from a mile to 2 miles. We have standing starts. You know, our biggest race of the year at home is a 2 mile standing start, New Zealand Cup. So there is quite a bit of difference. But yeah, since I got here, I've been extremely lucky with the support I've got. You know, like a lot of down under trainers, you know, give me good drives when I got here and help get me going. So I've been really lucky.
Now, Dexter, you get to drive Double Millionaire Pinkman this Sunday at Harris, Philadelphia. And Pinkman, obviously, the Hambletonian champion in the Maxi Lee Invitational. And, you know, Pinkman had kind of a sluggish year last year. Only had had 17 starts, but only had one victory in those 17 starts. And so far, he's bounced back pretty well this season. What do you make of him?
Yeah, he's been racing really, really good. You know, right off the bat this time, and so yeah, it's a good drive to pick up. It's a, you know, it's tracked a nice field. There's a lot of trials there in that race that are, you know, in really good form too. So yeah, it'd be great to sit behind a horse like Pinkman. I'll be looking forward to it, and you'll be hoping we can do some damage with him.
Dexter, let's talk a little bit about the Commodore Barry, a horse that you are pretty familiar with, and that's a horse by the name of Tiger Thompson. And this is yet another horse that trainer Josh Parker has brought from overseas that has just raced really, really well. The effort here, two starts back in the Great Northeast Open back on the 12th, where you had the pocket trip, then you kind of got shuffled, and you were able to outclose pretty much Filibuster Hanover, and Don't Tell Me Again in the stretch. Tell us a little bit about Tiger Thompson and what we can expect come Sunday.
Yeah, he's really, you know, jumped out of the ground his last probably 6 weeks. Yeah, he raced well at Dover over the winter. He gets a little bit hot, but he seemed to settle down a lot. And his runs at Chester have been really, really good. You know, I think he's probably been the happiest he can be at Chester. The starts he's had there. So his start there 2 weeks ago, his run there 2 weeks ago was really, really good. He's extremely fast off the starting car as well, so does give you a bit of options, but he meets a pretty hot field here on Sunday. But I think, you know, expecting a pretty good run from him.
Dexter, before we let you go, you know, we asked you a couple of questions ago about adapting kind of to the style here, and not only in America, but in particular here at Harris, Philadelphia, because this is where you've been primarily racing. And, you know, listen, you're buttonheads with guys like Tim Tietrich, who's a future Hall of Famer, Dave Miller, who's a current Hall of Famer, Andy McCarthy, George Napolitano, the list goes on of the deep driving talent here out east and at Harris, Philly. I know you were kind of the new kid on the block when you first started. Has that kind of worn off?
I guess so. yeah. It's yeah, I think we're going all right there. It's a great group of drivers and get on really good with them all. So it's enjoyable to go there and race and sort of try and keep it up.
Do you notice that, you know, like you drive certain horses, what about driving tendencies of other drivers? Have you kind of mapped out in your mind how these drivers kind of drive and kind of use that to your advantage during the race?
Yeah, you do basically get an idea and, you know, when you look through a program and, you know, certain drivers on a certain horse, you sort of get, you know, it helps with the game plan of what you've got to do. So, you know, when you're out there enough with them, you do tend to, get used to their tendencies and the way they drive a race.
All right. Well, listen, Dexter, we certainly appreciate you joining us, my friend, and you'll be a busy day. I'll be seeing you here in a few minutes on the racetrack at Harris, Philadelphia, man. Best of luck to you today and over the weekend.
Thanks for talking, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, that was driver Dexter Dunn, and I'll tell you what, he is really adapted. I mean, that has to be tough, Mike, coming from another country. Andy McCarthy had to do it. He's going to be our next guest, but, you know, coming from another country, a new group of drivers that you have to face compared to the ones you were facing overseas, a good group of drivers. I mean, you're facing the likes of Tim Tietrich and Dave Miller and Scott Zeron, Matt Kikaly, Andy McCarthy. I mean, you know, it's a very, very tough, you know, way to kind of, you know, try to acclimate.
Yeah, it's very daunting, that's for sure. But he's acclimated to it well. And, you know, I don't think anybody was really surprised that he's kind of taken to our racing style pretty well. And now he's getting to drive for some of the big name trainers. It's really cool to have watched Dexter Dunn over the last couple of months.
Yeah, and he had 5 wins yesterday at Harris Philadelphia, so hats off to Dexter Dunn. Andy McCarthy's in the on-deck circle. We're going to talk to him about his drives coming up on Sunday. Plus, who else we got? Jody Jameson making his post time with Mike and Mike debut. That still stuns me that we've been on the air for 4 years and haven't had Jody on. But so Jody will be joining us towards the top of the hour. And, of course, our good friend Sugar Doyle. You know, Sugar's starting to become a regular post time with Mike and Mike contributor. It seems like he's on the show a lot.
Yeah, it does. Shannon Sugar Doyle, his race calls are almost always, Mike, up for race call of the year. So it'll be cool to hear what he has to say as well.
No question about it. Andy McCarthy's in the on-deck circle. You've got post time with Mike and Mike presented by Bet America and the USTA. Back in a moment.
Are you interested in learning more about owning standardbred racehorses? Do you want to experience the excitement of driving a standardbred? Owning a racehorse is a once-in-a-lifetime experience and not as difficult as you may think. The United States Trotting Association wants to help make your ownership dreams a reality. Contact a member of the Ownership Concierge team by email at owners@ustrotting.com or by calling 877-800-8782, extension 5555.
Winback Farms welcomes 3 new stallions in 2019. New to New York, Boston Red Rocks, winner of the 2015 Dan Patch Award for 2-year-old Pacing Colts, and a Breeders' Crown Champion. New to Pennsylvania, 34-time winner Heston Blue Chip, winner of the Dan Patch Awards for 3-year-old Colt Pacers, and a Breeders' Crown Champion. Also the sire of the second richest 2-year-old Philly Pacer of 2018, Zero Tolerance. And new to Ontario, My MVP, a proven sire of stakes winners, including Good Times trot winner Wolfgang. For more information, go to winbackfarm.com. That's winbackfarm.com.
Canada's richest race for older pacers on a half-mile track is back. The Kamloops Classic, Friday, May 31st. The scene of many great performances in recent years. Back-to-back victories by Foiled Again, State Treasurer's 3-peat, Rock and Ron, stunning track record win in 2018. It'll be a party on the patio, a VIP infield experience, plenty of giveaways, plus an undercard featuring City of London finals and the return of Ontario Sire Stakes action for horse players. Bumped up, guaranteed pool, high fives, big fours. Something for everyone. Don't miss the Kamloops Classic, Friday, May 31st at the Raceway at Western Fair District. Go to KamloopsClassic.com.
You're tuned in to the Bet America Radio Network. Host Jason Beam brings you new shows every Monday through Friday. We bring you the best personalities from across the racing world with extensive interviews, commentary, news, games, and more. The Barn is revolutionizing what horse racing radio can be, and you can hear new shows at BetAmerica.com or just search Bet America Radio Network on iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, or iHeartRadio. Get in the Barn.
We're back at this edition of Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by the United States Trotting Association and Bet America. Mike Carter alongside of Mike Bozich. We're joined now by another Down Under wonder in Andrew McCarthy. Andrew, how's it going, man?
Yeah, great. Thanks, guys.
Well, Andrew, we bring Caviar Alley back to the races for Trader Brett Pelling. And I'll tell you, Caviar Alley has been a really special mare for you guys that you've gotten to drive over the past couple of years. And she enters Sunday's Betsy Ross coming off 2 straight victories. How has she been training leading up to the race? And how has she kind of matured from last year to this year?
You know, she's matured quite a lot, actually. She Brett's kind of changed her up a little bit, but I was really happy with the 2 qualifiers, and then we kind of raced her easier first start up there at Pocono, and she finished second. I thought she was terrific, and then the 2 previous starts at the Meadowlands have been great. You know, you couldn't ask for her to be any better at the stage she's at. You know, she's quite a big mare. You know, she takes a little time to get the weight off her. And, that's always been an issue with her, which I guess is a good problem to have. But, she's just starting to come into herself now, and I'm expecting good things on Sunday.
of course, the elephant in the room whenever we talk about, you know, the aged mares nowadays is a horse by the name of Charton, and she is back. Now, you've got the post advantage on her. As a matter of fact, I got to tell you, I thought you were a winner in the Breeders' Crown, and, you know, Charton just is game, and, you know, we can't really say enough about her. But you've got the post advantage on her coming up on Sunday, post 3 to post 7. What are your thoughts? You think
finally
you could get the job done? Yeah, right.
Finally, I get a post position. You know, every time this mare's raced for money, unless I got to pick the post, she gets the 9 or the 10 hole. It's she's been super unlucky with barrier draws, and, you know, it puts me in a position where I can kind of play the race the way I want to do it instead of just having to blast out and hope for the best. You know, it does really mean a lot when you can draw inside those better mares, and taking nothing away from Charton, she's a terrific mare, but, you know, to be able to hopefully beat her, I feel like you do have to draw inside of her, otherwise it's a, you know, you're trying to climb up an endless mountain, really.
Let's talk a little bit about post positions, especially on a 5/8 mile track like Harris Philly, because I think, you know, the traditional way of thinking, especially when you're attacking a race from a wagering point of view here in the States, is that, well, post 1, post 2, that's where to be. But actually, here at Harris Philly, you kind of want to be in the middle, like post 3, post 4, post 5, post 6. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. I really don't like the rail there. It's hard to get a horse to accelerate that fast coming out of that turn. And with the slanted gate, the rail, like a lot of the times you're better off having the 8-hole than the rail. But, you know, 3, 4, 5, they're definitely what you want. You know, I really like 3, 4. That's a pretty good spot to be in. You can kind of get a horse to fire off the gate pretty good from right there. So, you know, we're in a good spot.
Visiting with Andy McCarthy. Andy, let's move on and let's talk a little bit about a horse that we talked about last month on the program, a horse by the name of Rodeo Rock, a 6-year-old gelding that has looked fantastic. I mean, looked really, really good in the Great Northeast Series at Pocono, and actually had a pretty tough trip in the Leiby Final, closing very well against Western Fame, who's just been absolutely on fire. Here you draw post 2. It's a pretty competitive race. Tell us about what you expect on Sunday from Rodeo Rock.
I expect good things. He's been terrific. You know, we really tried to manage him through that Leiby series and not blast him off the gate and get involved in too many speed duels. So, you know, and it just worked out where we could do it and he raced good. And, you know, we kind of had to take him back in the final anyway. We got post 6, so that's just the way it went. You know, we're hoping for a better barrier in the final of the Leiby. But, you know, 2 weeks ago he raced at Chester and I come third over and he closed great. You know, I thought it was a terrific run. It might not look like it on paper, but it's just such a hard move to make there at Chester, coming 4 or 5 wide off that turn. And then I watched his replay of Pocono, the last race he was in. He looked very, very sharp. You know, I think he deserves quite a bit of respect going into that race.
Now, Andrew, you talked about the Leiby series and just how much it takes out of you, and it really is a grueling series. It's 5 or 6 weeks back to back to back. How do you prepare a horse coming out of that series, kind of getting ready for the rest of the season after going through that?
You know, well, it's not my job, but I think Robert Cleary's done a terrific job with him, and he'd done a great job with him the whole series. He let him have a week off in between there. I think he was like maybe the 4th week he had off. Figured that we'd probably have enough points to make the final anyway. And then I think he had 10 days out in the field after that series finished just to try and freshen him up a little bit. And it obviously didn't hurt him at all. The past 2 runs have been terrific. So, you know, it's really on the trainer, and Cleary's doing a hell of a job at keeping him managed and happy and sound.
Yeah, he certainly is, no question about it. He's really, really been on fire as of late. Well, listen, Andy, we certainly appreciate you joining us, buddy. If I see this right, you don't have a drive to the 8th race today at Harris?
I'm actually in nightmare traffic right now. I was up at the Meadowlands training babies this morning. I'm trying to figure out. They put me on the Pulaski Skyway, and now I've got to go to the Garden State Parkway. I guess the turnpike's a standstill, so hopefully I'll make it by the 8th.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us, and I know how that traffic can be. It's a nightmare around here, but nonetheless, it's, you know, hey, man, it's what we got to deal with, especially you guys. You guys are going from track to track, and I don't know how you guys do it, Andy, to be quite honest. I really don't.
Yeah, it's a tough gig. You know, I was up at 4:30 this morning to make it up to the Meadowlands, but, you know, hopefully it's all worth it. I'm it's exciting getting to go with these two-year-olds and trying to, you know, sift through the sand a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, Andy, listen, we certainly appreciate you joining us, buddy. Best of luck to you come Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Andy McCarthy. Well, Mike, you know, what better to do besides be a guest on the Post Time with Mike and Mike show when you're sitting still on the Garden State Parkway?
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to be doing, is sitting in traffic. No, I'm just kidding. You know, we probably gave him a little bit. We probably woke him up a little bit. You heard he got up at, 4:30 this morning? That's a tough, tough day for those guys.
No, it is. I mean, you know, listen, these like I told them, I mean, these guys are all over the place and, you know, doing double headers and triple headers. But, you know, that's what you have to do, Mike. And yeah, I mean, the initial response you would think is, oh, yeah, the money's so good. But you know what? It's even more about that, Mike. It's that, you know, with as many good drivers as there are in the game today, you really have to work your butt off to keep these accounts.
Oh, for sure. I mean, look at some of the thoroughbred guys, and some of the harness guys are having to do almost that, and they don't have agents. That's the other kicker of this whole thing.
Right. And, you know, and I'll tell you, that's why it's sad to see, you know, if a driver has to suffer an injury or whatever from a spill and, you know, he's got to be gone for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. You know,
yep.
I mean, that trainer's going to, you know, he's obviously going to keep racing his horse and he's going to use somebody else. Now, what if that somebody else has been driving him well? What do you do when your guy gets off an injury? I mean, that's, you know, so I give these drivers a lot of credit. They work their rear ends off. Well, the trainers do too. All horsemen, grooms, every putty. I mean, it is, believe me, it is a labor of love. Jody Jameson will be joining us here coming up next, plus Shannon Sugar Doyle. And I can't wait for Sugar's call coming up on a week from Friday. I'm always looking forward to that.
There you go. That's, you know, listen, well, here's the thing. Sugar puts something more into the race every single year, and he makes it fun. He makes it interesting. A horse could be up by 21 lengths and he still make it sound like it's a close race. It's exciting for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got a couple of minutes before Jody comes on. Let's talk a little bit about this Sunday coming up at Harris Philly. There's not only the three big races, of course, the three big invitationals, but we have got some Pennsylvania Sire Stakes action coming up, and there are some pretty nice horses, especially Mike in race number 13, where you've got Captain Crunch. That name is very familiar through horse racing. I don't know.
Who's Proof and Captain Crunch? I've never heard of these two.
Yeah, Captain Crunch and Proof are going to go head-to-head. You know, Captain Crunch got the first draw on him here this season, defeating him at Pocono in that Pennsylvania Sire Stakes event. But what a great – you talk about a great three-year-old debut – 49-1 over a sloppy track at the Downs of Mohegan Sun Pocono in his first win of the season. That's pretty darn impressive.
Final quarter 26. That's really impressive. That's what jumps off the page at me. Yeah, the mile was fantastic, 49-1, but a final quarter in 26 flat. That's, I mean, just extremely, extremely impressive to see. And I'm looking forward to seeing Captain Crunch and Proof kind of trade blows as we head towards the Pepsi North America Cup and the Meadowlands Pace.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good year for three-year-olds. It's going to be a lot of fun. Speaking of last quarters, Mike, did you see Mock and Cheese's last quarter at the Meadowlands?
I did not.
24-3.
What? When was this?
This was, I believe it was on Saturday.
24.
I believe it was
Holy
on Saturday.
Smokes.
We might have to hurry up and pull the charts up before Jody comes on to make sure that I'm not spewing fake news. But
did the horse close from off the pace to win?
I don't think he even won.
What? All right,
now
I gotta
hold
look.
On.
Mock.
Yeah,
mock
we're looking.
And cheese. Let's see.
I'm going Meadowlands. The old-fashioned way. Go to the USTA here on 24-3.
Yeah, no, it was 24-3. He come 3 wide off the turn and missed by a length and a quarter. He was 6th at the top of the stretch. Wow, 24-3. Holy crap! Trump Nation in 25-1. Holy cow!
Well, we've reached, Mike. We've reached the day and age where you close home in 24-3 and you still don't win.
It's unbelievable. But the half was only 29-2. I mean, wow. Holy smokes.
You know, this is listen, it's a speed game. I mean, it's a speed game. Listen, if you would have told a horseman about 20 years ago that you had a horse closing 24-3 and not win, you know?
Right.
I mean, come on.
The trip had to be brutal.
It's just it, yeah, it's a speed game now. You know,
wow,
honestly, that's why you see a lot of single file racing, Mike, because I mean, you know, especially, you know, at some of the smaller tracks and, you know, and we've quizzed drivers about that before. Then we asked him, you know, what would, especially Yannick, we had Yannick on the show and we asked him, listen, what would it take to, you know, get some more movement in here? And Yannick just said, listen, it is tough. Because these horses are so fast now. A lot of times, you know, if you pull to the outside, especially prematurely, it's like a death sentence.
Yeah, you could really mess your whole day up. I mean, if you tip to the outside too quick, even if it's just a step or two, you know, you lose that much ground. And, you know, if you can't keep that momentum going, you're going back through the field. I completely agree with that statement. But, wow, 24-3, unbelievable.
That's still very, very impressive. All right, Double J, Jody Jameson is in the on-deck circle. We're going to hear from him after this timeout, plus Sugar Dale and much more. You've got Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by Bet America at the USTA. Back in a moment.
Looking to bet on great racing from around the country and around the world? There's no better place than BetAmerica.com. But there's also no better time to join, because right now we're offering a 100% sign-up bonus, up to $100 on your first deposit. Simply open a new account at BetAmerica, make your first deposit, and we'll add your bonus immediately. It's that easy. Sign up today at BetAmerica.com.
Join us for the Diamond Creek Farm Open House coming up on Saturday, June 1st, starting at 11 a.m. Family-friendly activities include raffles, hayrides, free food and beverages. Kids, you'll have a chance to meet a foal, a mare, and a stallion. Plus, the day will include demonstrations such as a stallion collection and pregnancy checks. Plus, you can meet the fine folks from the Harness Horse Youth Foundation and Pacing for the Cure. The Diamond Creek Farm Open House, located in Wellsville, Pennsylvania. For more information, visit us online at DiamondCreekFarm.com. Like us on Facebook and Instagram, and follow us on Twitter. The Diamond Creek Farm Open House, Saturday, June 1st at 11 a.m. Be there.
It's been said that fortune favors the bold, and we're all in at Harrah's Hoosier Park Racing and Casino. Join us as we kick off the live racing season with an epic fan appreciation weekend, Friday, March 29th and Saturday, March 30th, for Champion Harness Racing, new bets, folder promotions, free family events, live entertainment, giveaways, and more, starting at 6:30 p.m. Harrah's Hoosier Park Racing and Casino is bigger than bolder, and we want you to be a part of it. Visit harrahshoosierpark.com for more info.
Welcome back to Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by the United States Trotting Association and Bet America. Mike Carter alongside of Mike Bozich. And we switch gears now from Harrah's Philadelphia to the raceway at Western Fair District in London, Ontario. And we're joined now by Jody Jameson. And Jody, first off, how are you? And number two, where did the whole high five in the fans come from? You're really popular for doing that, especially at Mohawk. And it's really cool to kind of see.
Well, when we first moved to Mohawk, the first year was 2007 for the North America Cup, when the North America Cup first moved to Mohawk. I don't know. I just always thought, you know, I've always liked interacting with the fans. And I remember with Tell All, I went down to the end and I come back showing everybody who won the North America Cup. I just thought it was something that I needed to do to, you know, I'm trying to grow the game every day, every moment that I breathe, I'm trying to grow the game and promote the game. And I don't know. I just thought it was something I could do. And then a couple of years ago on fireworks night, I high-fived a couple of kids on the bike, and Clive Cohen, our photographer there at Mohawk for Standardbreds, he caught it on and sent it to me. And I thought, wow, it looks really cool. And, you know, I'm biased, obviously, but I just thought it looked really cool. And I started doing it when there's big crowds, and I got to do it the other night, fireworks night, on our May long weekend there. And it was a lot of fun. It's just, people love it. I mean, it's like, I think, sorry, that's a bit of a long answer, but I remember going to wrestling events in, you know, WWF wrestling events when I was a kid. And I mean, God, if you could touch one of the wrestlers, I mean, that was the coolest. Or if, you know, if you got a armband from a football player at the Hamilton Ticats from our CFL, I got an armband one time. From the guy's name was Stefan Jordan. I'll never forget his name. You know, so it's those memories. So I'm trying to just create memories. You know, I try to give whips away to fans, but I just love interacting with them.
And I'll tell you what, and you're right about that, because you, as a kid, you remember that. That's something that you carry with you your whole life. I mean, if, you know, a driver comes by or slaps your hand or you know, gives you some goggles or, like you say, gives whips. I mean, I remember I've gotten one foul ball in my life in the major leagues, and it was from a nondescript player, you know, and I remember his name, but I'm probably the only one that does remember his name. He was like a backup outfielder for the Atlanta Braves, and that's when they were terrible. But you know what? You remember that as a kid, and you remember that as an adult. And listen, I mean, we have to do a better job of that, no question about it. And, Jody, it's good to see you doing it.
Well, the thing is that, you know, I get a lot of flack for it in the driver's room, and people don't like it. Don't like the, you know, the stretch drive called the Jameson Lane when I go down it. But you know what? It just pisses me off that guys don't want to promote the game that they're in. There's too many guys that are just on the take and, you know, don't want to give anything back. And, you know, I think those guys should be out of the game, but, you know, we don't need to mention any names, but there's lots of guys that don't give anything back. And it's not just slapping hands with the fans and stuff like that, but lots of stuff. You know, guys need to promote the game, you know, the game that made them who they are.
Visiting with Jody Jameson. Good stuff so far. I like the way this thing started, man, because whenever you talk about marketing and whenever, you know, we make an effort to try to promote the business and talk about it, I'm all ears. But let's switch gears a little bit, Jody. Let's talk a little bit about Sentra. Here's a horse that has had a very good start to 2019, winning 7 of his first 8 races, and he is heading to the Camelot Classic coming up next Friday at Western Fair. Tell us about how Sentra's kind of fired back, how he's kind of looked like the Sentra of old a little bit here in Zablade.
Well, I mean, he started out the year awesome. I mean, he needed to get healthy. Last year he had some, he was thumping a little bit. I don't even know what thumping is, to be honest, but it's, you know, it's an electrolyte imbalance and it causes them to just not breathe properly through their lungs and more, they start breathing through their diaphragm a little bit more, I guess. And, you know, he was just all messed up last year. You know, Dave Maneri, who used to train him and actually developed him and made him what he is, you know, he brought him back earlier this year and had him firing on all cylinders. I mean, it was just a joke racing in the opens there earlier this year. You know, we've run into some bad luck with the horse. You know, Dave's going through some issues and so they had to buy him out. They had to buy out another owner. And we just got lucky, my wife and I, we got lucky that we got a phone call from Mike Guerrero, who bought the horse back at auction and asked us if we'd take him because he wanted me to keep driving him. And I thought that was a huge feather in my cap, thinking that, you know, that he thought that much of me to send the horse to us. So, you know, just since he's been with us, he's been an absolute dream, just an amazing horse, more personality than it, probably any horse I've ever been around. He doesn't like you putting horses away in front of him. He'd rather you leave the barn. Because he's just not happy if you're not working on him. If you're working on him, he's just a sweetheart. But, I mean, he's an amazing horse. He's a great doer. He's a great eater. You know, and he's so fast for a piece that it just shocked me the other night that Vic Wicked was that much better than us. But, you know, it is what it is. You got to be in the horse race to win it. And, you know, the other night was our first defeat with him and his first defeat this year, actually. And, you know, he put his heart into it and raced his balls off, but he just couldn't get the job done. But amazing horse, regardless.
You know, one thing about Cintra that I've noticed, Jody, is just his ability to fight. And he doesn't give up the lead easily. He doesn't let horses go by him easily. And so coming up to a race like you are next week, when you have to face the likes of Dunwell, who was so dominant in the Confederation Cup, you've got to be happy with the fact that he's got so much fight and so much grit to him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and his biggest attribute is that he's fast. Like, he's very quick. And, you know, in London there, they let you go a little bit early before the turn to, you know, give you a good run into the turn. And that'll be all I need, I believe, to, you know, get to the lead and control that race no matter where I draw. I just think he's so fast that it won't matter. But, you know, if that's not the case, I just love the fact that if he sees a target, he's a lot like McWicket. I'm not going to say he's McWicket yet, but because McWicket's a freak. But he's a lot like McWicket. If he sees a horse in front of him, he wants to charge after him and try to beat him. And those are things you can't teach. You can't train them like that. They either have it or they don't.
Jody Jameson. Well, listen, Jody, we certainly appreciate you joining us, my friend. Best of luck to you coming up next Friday at the Raceway at Western Fair. We're going to be broadcasting live there starting 8:30, so we will see you out on the racetrack. And before we let you go, give us maybe some of the other horses that you've been driving or kind of been around that maybe we can watch out for here in 2019.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, I get the chance to drive a lot of good horses, but you know, I have a wheeling and dealing 2-year-old trotter. I probably just jinxed him now by saying this to you, but his name is Hot Wheels.
What was his name again? Jody, what was his name again?
Hot Wheels. Hot
okay.
Wheels. And he can absolutely fly. And, you know, I don't know what he's going to be, but I know he can absolutely fly, and I'm excited to get him qualified. So keep your eye out for him.
All right. Well, listen, Jody, keep slapping those hands and keep giving those whips away and keep promoting the sport, my friend. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That was Jody Jameson. Tell you what, man, we got to have Jody on the show again. I mean,
yes,
like really soon. Because, you know, he's one of those guys that's really into, you know, the marketing aspect of the sport. And I think he gets it. He understands, you know, what drivers have to be. Because, listen, I mean, just like you see the players on the field, whether it's baseball or football or basketball, I mean, you know, the drivers are our most marketable product, in my opinion. And you know what?
I agree 100%.
And in 2019, Mike, we've got a group of really good guys. I mean, very well-spoken guys, just a group of very good guys. Timmy Tietrich, Dave Miller, Andy McCarthy, Dexter Dunn, Jody Jameson, Doug McNair. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. Scott Zeron, of all the Yannick Shingrove, all the great drivers that, you know, we could market the heck out of.
Yeah, for sure. And they're friendly. They're good with the media. They have
they're
a good,
good
time.
With the fans,
and
most
they're great with the fans. You know that. You know, they're just all around good guys in general. And they'll take time to explain things to you. They don't go hide on social media. They will talk to their fans. If somebody's criticizing them, they'll explain their side of the token. You know, they're just a good group of guys in general.
Yeah. And you're right about that. And that's a good point. You know, about 30, 40 years ago, you know, you didn't have that interaction between drivers and fans. But you know what? Virtually all these drivers, especially the younger ones, are on social media. And you know what? Hey, if you go on there and ask Yannick Shingrove, hey, what happened? Why did you stay in? Why did you pull? Why did you do this? He'll answer you. He'll answer. That's great. You know what that's called, Mike? That's called transparency.
Oh, it
and
is.
And that's for
big.
Sure. When you
and
talk about integrity of sports, that it's big.
Yeah, and the sport needs transparency just in general. You know, you want to know why a certain driver did a certain something with a horse? Ask him. Who knows? He'll probably tell you.
He'll probably tell you right on social media, and that's a great thing. That's a great. Let me ask you this: if you go on social media and if you tweet out to Kevin Durant, hey Kevin, why did you take that 3-point shot when you could have passed it? And the guy was wide open under the basket. You probably won't get an answer, but you know what? In our sport, you will, and that's why I like this sport. That's why I love
sure.
this sport. All right. Sugar Dolly. Sure. Another big reason that I love this sport is because the man that's in the on-deck circle, the voice of the Kambla Classic, the voice of the Raceway at Western Fair, Sugar Doyle. And one of the big reasons I look forward to the Kambla Classic every year is because I look forward to that race call, because it's going to be unique, it's going to be fun, it's going to be special, and it's going to be awesome. And we've got the voice of the Kambla Classic up next, Sugar Doyle, on Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by Bet America and the USTA. Back in a moment.
The Meadowlands racing season is just heating up with large fields, bigger purses, nightly promotions, and some of the greatest restaurants in New Jersey. There are plenty of places to catch all of the exciting action. First post on Friday and Saturday nights is 7:15. For more information and reservations, call 201-THE-BIG-M or visit playmeadowlands.com.
Mike Bozich along with Mike Carter for Pacing for the Cure. Do you or someone you love with multiple sclerosis have a difficult time paying for your MS medications or need medical equipment such as a lift chair or scooter to help with your mobility needs? Pacing for the Cure can help. Please visit the pacingforthecure.org website and complete the mobility aid application, or contact Jeff at pacingforthecure.org. If eligible, you may receive funding. Mike?
Are you a harness racing trainer or driver? Please join the list of those who pledged in 2018 for the $1 per win challenge. The 2019 challenge has begun and wins tally from January 1st through November 30th. For the drivers and trainers that are currently participating in the challenge and donate $100, they will receive a Pacing for the Cure long sleeve t-shirt or baseball cap. For a $250 donation, the driver or trainer will receive two tickets to the annual party. If you are interested in joining the challenge, please email Jeff at pacingforthecure.org. Thank you, drivers and trainers.
Canada's richest race for older pacers at a half-mile track is back. The Kambla Classic, Friday, May 31st. The scene of many great performances in recent years. Back-to-back victories by Foil Again, State Treasurer's three-peat, Rock and Ron's stunning track record win in 2018. It'll be a party on the patio, a VIP infield experience, plenty of giveaways, plus an undercard featuring City of London finals and the return of Ontario Sire Stakes action for horse players, bumped up guarantee pool, high fives, big fours, something for everyone. Don't miss the Kambla Classic, Friday, May 31st at the Raceway at Western Fair District. Go to kamloclassic.com.
We're back to this edition of Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by the United States Trotting Association and Bet America. Mike Carter alongside of Mike Bozich. And Mike, one thing I should have asked Jody about, it completely slipped my mind until I got a little bit of a bug in my ear. With the World Driving Championship going on, he was a World Driving Championship champion back in 2011.
Yeah, and Jody's accomplished a lot in his career, but that's one of the things that obviously he'll remember. So, hey, hats off to Jody. That was back in 2011. We're here in 2018. Yannick Gingras is representing the United States, and Doug McNair is representing Canada, right?
Yeah, Doug McNair is representing Canada along with James McDonald, last year's champion. And speaking of Canada, we're going to get to see a lot and hear a lot from this young man in about a week or so, and that is Shannon Sugar Doyle. Shannon, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? We're busy as, just over a week away from our big one, but we've been going hard for a while now to prepare for this big event.
So we kick off our 2019 live remote season as we've done the past, this will be our third Kambla Classic that we've been to. This is the third time we've been up to London, and so we kick things off again in London, and what a special night this has kind of turned out to be. You guys have City of London, Ontario Sire Stakes, the Kambla Classic. It really builds up to be a really big night of racing.
Yeah, and we witnessed, a little bit of a preview of it last evening with some fabulous City of London eliminations where Jody on. He had a big night here, and sets him up for a big night on Kambla Classic night. He will be a strong force.
Now you've got a lot. You guys have got a lot going on. I know you're as busy as all heck, Sugar, and you guys have got a lot going on, not only from the racing aspect, but from the fan aspect. You know, you're going to get the infield ready for people to hang out in. You're going to just have all kind of going-ons for the fans. It's certainly it's really turned into a can't-miss event there in London. Tell us about some of the things that fans can expect when they walk in the door next Friday.
Well, you know what? If you've got some folks that are tuning in, thinking about joining us for the Camelot Classic, there is still some tickets available for the infield experience. They're on sale on CamelotClassic.com until noon on Friday, tomorrow. So any of you wanting to come up and experience the Camelot Classic from the infield, that tent was out there last year, and I could tell it was a great time over there. Lots of giveaways on track, and a great-looking lineup for horses, a wonderful betting menu. You know what? Nice to have a son of Cam Luck in the race, being Southwind Amazon, a nine-year-old that was the winningest horse in 2018 in North America, and now we've got the winningest driver of all time coming in to pilot him in Dave Pallone.
What a story that is, Sugar. You've got the winningest driver of all time driving the winningest horse of 2018. That's just an incredible storyline in itself. Obviously, like you said, a son of Cam Luck. And it's really turned into a really cool race with Sintra, and then done well. How about his performance in the Confederation Cup?
Yeah, they just couldn't beat him. This horse is peaking at just the right time. He's probably going to put up some big miles and win some big money this season, coming off a lifetime best, 150-2 over Flamborough in May. That's some trip, but kind of reminded me of Rock and Ron here last year and winning in our track record. I mean, there wasn't going to be a horse on a planet that could beat Rock and Ron on this night. That's what happens sometimes in these big races in the early part of the season here in Canada. You get a freak performance now and then, done well in the Caved Cup, Rock and Ron last season, Cam Luck Knight.
Sugar, let's talk a little bit about the horse that we just talked about with Jody Jameson, Sintra. Jody talked a little bit about his, I guess he had like a mineral imbalance in that, you know, that kind of affected his performances certainly last year, but he's looked fantastic so far this year, winning 7 of 8 races. And I'll tell you what, it's certainly got to be a thrill. I know Sintra's got a lot of fans out there, and so does Jody, and it's got to be a thrill for a lot of Sintra fans to see him quickly approaching his A game once again.
Oh, for sure. I mean, he was unbeaten all season, and look, it took a pretty good horse to beat him, right, McWicket? Even Jody thought, you know, I'm pretty sure he thought he was gone. Top of the stretch, I think he had a 5-length lead. But old McWicket, you know, just his first start of the season, he is a true champion. We did get an invite out there to McWicket and Jimmy Freight being locals, but they declined. But we're very happy to have Sintra coming back, returning for Team Jameson. He was here as a 3-year-old, and he still holds on to the track record for 3-year-old pacing geldings, 152-4. So he certainly can get around our Forest City Oval here in London.
You know, it seems that this race, Sugar, has been getting faster and faster as the years go by. What do you think? You're going to get your 49 mile one of these years there?
You're going to need heat. Last year, I believe we had a very warm night, and you know, it's been a cooler spring. The track itself right now, our crew has done a fabulous job. It's as fast as it could ever be. You just need that that warm evening, you know, if it's 20 to 25 Celsius and no wind in the air. But last season there when Rock and Ron went 50-1, I mean, Louis got off him after. He said, I didn't know I was going so quick. You know, he could have went sub-50 in all likelihood. He was just that good. So I think it's going to have to warm up a little more if we're going to see sub-150, but with the horses coming in like Dunwell, Southwind Amazon, just beating 49-4 there over Northfield Park. Then we've got this Ideal Jimmy for trainer Irv Miller, Trump Nation showing a few big trips there at the Meadowlands. I heard you talking earlier about Mock and Cheese coming home in 24. Well, this is the horse that held on to beat that one. He come his last quarter in 25 and some to pace to his mark, 149-3. Jason Bartlett is coming in the drive, Trump Nation. Bartlett was here a couple of years ago with PH Supercam. That horse was loaded for bear, turning for home. He just got him out late and just missed. So Bartlett trying to win his first Camlock. Jody has never won this race either. So Jody Jameson and Jason Bartlett, ones to be looking for here for their first Camlock Classic victories.
And I'll tell you what, that is one of the things, it's one of the reasons why I really pay attention to Western Fair from a wagering point of view, is because, you know, things can get interesting in the stretch drive. I mean, it's, you know, listen, you know, you've got, you just, if you're a driver there, like a regular driver, you just have to know when to make a move because, you know, listen, you get caught up on the pylons or, you know, on the flip side, if you get caught out too wide, it's very tough. I mean, you know, these guys that drive there every day, like your Scott Coulters and so forth, they just make it look so easy.
Yeah, well, you know what? Without a passing lane, I think it creates slow. You see them out and rolling at the quarter mile, and it's a lot like the style of a Norfield track. Lots of movement. You know, you rarely see them single file at the half mile, and I'll mention that too if it happens to be. But you know what? Anything can happen. It's all going to come down to the pole position draw. We're actually going to do that live on the pregame show this coming Monday. We'll have the racing officials in drawing P's live for the pole positions of the Camlock Classic. Again, you can catch that on the pregame show Monday, 5:45 Eastern. Something very cool. If you can't be with us on track, I know you can tune into Post Time with Mike and Mike to catch the show. Facebook Live did a fabulous job with the Confederation Cup. There will be a Facebook Live show featured on the Raceway's Facebook page, as well as Flamborough, Grand Rivers, and Standardbred Canada will be streaming it live. Cujo Entertainment puts it on. Curtis McDonald will have some fabulous shots of the action going on here. So if you've got a smart TV, bring up Facebook Live for the Camlock Classic. That's if you can't be joining us on May 31st.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that there's going to be so many different ways to catch the Camlock Classic. And, you know, listen, that really excites me. You know, I mean, obviously, we're all fans of the sport first. So all this social media attention that's given to, you know, to races like Camlock Classic and all kind of different ways to listen to it and enjoy the action. I mean, sugar, that really excites me as a fan.
Oh, it gets me going, too. I mean, last season we did a Facebook Live show. I believe it was 1 hour. I went back and watched the show 3, 4, 5 times. It was so good. So, like I said, one of the next best things to being here would be checking out the Facebook Live broadcast brought to you by the COSA of Ontario here. So.
All right. Well, Sugar, listen, we love to talk about your race calls, and we know that this is, in my opinion, it's part of the Camlock Classic. Well, it used to be Molson Pace, but part of this race's, you know, aura is the fact that you come up always with an outstanding, tremendous race call. Do you got anything, any tricks up your sleeve, or is it just going to depend on what happens on the racetrack?
You know what? I try to picture the race a few times over in my mind the days leading up to it. You know, we do the post position draw early, so we're 4 or 5 days out. So you think of all the different scenarios, but when it all comes down to it, it pretty much goes right out the window. Like, I did not expect Rock and Ron to go out and lead like he did and go along unchallenged and take off from them last season. There was a few years ago where State Treasurer, he makes a bobble at the start from the rail. He's trailing. He's circling them. He's winning. I mean, it's just you cannot make up these scenarios for some of the races I've called here in London. The go-to call right off the bat, they're off, and it is on, and it will be a great horse race. I think it's going to go off at about 11 Eastern, still in search of one more starter, and we'll hope to have that one in the next day or so. But you know what, it's shaping up to be a great field with lots of new faces. I like some of the names, you know, Trump Nation, The Wall, Rock and Ron will be back, Ideal Jimmy's a new face. And Southwind Amazon, I cannot say enough. We've been watching this horse for months now. We tune in every time he's been going at Northfield Park. His last victory there on Monday night, that was just a training mile. I mean, Roddy Wren did a great job with him, sat and made the move, and 51-3 training trip, and a nice prep coming into the Camlock Classic.
Sugar, you know, Sugar, still get hold on one second. I just got one quick question for Sugar. You still get the butterflies?
Oh.
Right before a race like this?
Oh, for sure. The ladies, the charters, and our Standard Canada rep last night, they were kind of getting the giggles at me. They said, "What's going on, Sugar?" I said, "Well, I'm a little nervous. It's City of London eliminations, and the finals are going to be Cam Luck night." You know what? I wouldn't change it though. If you can't get excited for these races, why are you doing it, right? So, you know, I'm doing what I love, loving what I do for a long time now. I'm so lucky.
Well, Sugar, I know you said it would take some heat to give you a 49 call. I got to tell you, though, Southwind Amazon gave me my 49 call for the very first time. So, listen, he's a special horse. That winner circle photo still sits in my cubicle here at the USTA because I tell you what a special animal he is, and he can do it so easily.
Awesome. And, you know, he's been here before. He began his career in Canada, got much better down there, and just like I said, we've been following him for a long time now. We were hoping to get him. He could be one of the last Cam Luck sons to start in this race at 9 years of age, you know. We're very happy to have him coming, very happy to have Dave Pallone joining us to drive. And you know what? The driver intros, that gives me the butterflies. There's so much going on through the night that, you know what, it's a show, and I'm just happy to be a small part of it.
Well, Sugar, the only advice I could give you is show them if you got it.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe we can use that turn of her home, right? You know what? I couldn't use it last year because that horse, Rock and Ron, he was gonzo. But you know what? If it gets tight and there's about three or four of them with a shot turning for home, you know that's coming.
Well, listen, Sugar, I'm looking forward to seeing you. We're going to do the pregame show together on Cam Luck Classic.
Yeah.
It's kind of been a little bit of a tradition over the past couple of years. Me and you kind of hang out before the show, and we're looking forward to being out there.
Yeah, that sounds great. You know, we go back a few years, right back to the Fort Erie and over into Buffalo and stuff. And it's great when you come into London. I'll look forward to that pregame show with you on that Friday night. We'll set up the action, and you know it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, Sugar. Well, listen, go get ready for a big week of racing. We're looking forward to headed to London next Friday.
Right on. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that was track announcer Shannon Sugar Doyle, and talk about the excitement that he has, Mike, heading into next week's Cam Luck Classic. They're obviously still looking for one horse, but I'll tell you what a field it is setting up to be.
I like when a horse is getting ready to pull, and he says, "And so-and-so's thinking about it." He's got so many great calls. He's one of the best. I mean, he's one of the best in the world.
He is. And he gives the races a different kind of perspective. You know, when they turn for home, when he says time to show them if you got them, I mean, that's, you know, it takes time to come up with stuff like that. This stuff, for people who think we can just come up with stuff, it doesn't always work out like that.
No, and it's good stuff he comes up with. And you know what? It's fan friendly. Fans love it. That's the most important thing. I mean, and as you can tell, you know, for those of you that don't know Sugar or have never met Sugar, he's just as good of a human being as he is an announcer. Believe me.
Yes, I completely agree with that statement.
All right, we're going to wrap things up when we come back on Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by Bet America, the USTA.
Are you interested in learning more about owning standardbred racehorses? Do you want to experience the excitement of driving a standardbred? Owning a racehorse is a once-in-a-lifetime experience and not as difficult as you may think. The United States Trotting Association wants to help make your ownership dreams a reality. Contact a member of the Ownership Concierge team by email at owners@ustrotting.com or by calling 877-800-8782, extension 5555.
Winback Farms welcomes three new stallions in 2019. New to New York, Boston Red Rocks, winner of the 2015 Dan Patch Award for two-year-old pacing colts, and a Breeders' Crown champion. New to Pennsylvania, 34-time winner Heston Blue Chip, winner of the Dan Patch Awards for three-year-old colt pacers and a Breeders' Crown champion. Also the sire of the second richest two-year-old filly pacer of 2018, Zero Tolerance. And new to Ontario, My MVP, a proven sire of stakes winners, including Good Times Trot winner Wolfgang. For more information, go to winbackfarm.com. That's winbackfarm.com.
We're back on this edition of Post Time with Mike and Mike, presented by the United States Trotting Association of Bet America. Mike Carter alongside of Mike Bozich. Thanks so much for joining us on this week's show, Post Time with Mike and Mike. We'll see everybody back here next Thursday as we lead up to the 2019 Gambling Classic. Good night, everybody.
Last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.